Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast today, continuing to share with you the Word of God on what to do when it looks like things aren't working in your life. We've looked at the fact that when we're in that situation, first of all, we need to realize our source is God. He's the strength of your life. He's your healer, your provider. He's your wisdom. He's your all in all. Look to God as your total source. Secondly, we're going to have to rely on the covenant that we have with Him. He remembers His covenant, the word that He commanded to us. He's ever mindful of His covenant. He will keep covenant, and He will bring the promises of God to pass in our life. We also have got to be submissive to God. You've got to yield yourself and submit yourself unto the Lord, and then He is going to move in your life. A fourth thing we talked about is walking in the fear of the Lord. When you walk in the fear of the Lord, you'll hate evil. You won't be walking in the ways of sin. You'll have reverential respect for God. Remember, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. It's the beginning of wisdom, and you need the fear of the Lord if you're going to walk in victory. A fifth thing is don't blame God. Don't ever blame God for the problems or why things aren't working. God is never the problem. He is always ready to heal, deliver, bring forth wisdom, meet your need. He's the one who withholds no good thing from those that walk uprightly. If God be for us, who can be against us? And don't fall for that sovereignty of God explanation that God has independent authority and He can do whatever He wants whenever He wills. No, He has set Himself according to His word. He is going to perform His word. It is a covenant that we have with Him. When we act on His word and do what He says that we're to do, then He will absolutely perform His promises in your life. And you can have faith and know exactly what God's going to do because of His word. We also ask for wisdom. If we don't have wisdom in the situation, the Bible says we are to ask the Lord for wisdom, and He will give it unto you. Be sure you ask in faith and believe that you receive it. Another thing we do is we get in the Word. You've got to get in the Word of God and have the Word before you. In whatever area it is, the need that you have in your life, get in the Word of God. Hear the Word. Spend time in the Word of God. And don't just study a scripture or two. Spend time studying the Word on that subject, scripture after scripture after scripture. Get in a concordance and study out all that the Word has to say on it. And put on the armor of God. You put on the armor of God as the Word is written in your mind, written in your heart, it's in your mouth, it's directing your steps. And you've got to be a doer of that Word that you hear. Maintain trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord and know that He is going to bring His promises to pass. We also mentioned that you need to rejoice. Rejoice in the midst of the enemy's attacks and his pressure coming against you, temptations, heaviness, anything when it looks like things aren't working, rejoice. You're to keep it all joy, count it all joy when all the enemy's attacks or pressures or temptations come against you. Remember, the joy of the Lord is your strength, and rejoicing is never in the circumstances. It's rejoicing in the Lord and what He is doing in those circumstances. Next area we talked about is overcoming sin. God wants you to overcome sin. You must realize that sin has no dominion over you. You are now dead to sin, the Bible says. And now you don't have to yield unto sin anymore. If you yield your members unto righteousness, then you will walk in the ways of victory. Remember that we now can put away that sin that so easily besets us, and we can walk in the ways of the Lord. Also, if you're having problems and attitudes with people, you've got to deal with it. You've got to let go of that unforgiveness, bitterness, whatever kind of negative attitude you might have, judgmental, critical, holding retaliatory attitudes. That is going to take you right out of fellowship with God, and it's going to stop your prayer life and stop the work of your faith in your life. You must commit to walk in love at all times. John 13:34-35, he talks about a new commandment I give you, that you love one another. It is a commandment of God, not a suggestion. It is a commandment. It is the rule of authority in our life. God wants you to make the decision to walk in love. Your faith worketh by love. And if you don't walk in love, you will be giving place to the enemy. And no wonder things aren't working in your life. We're going to go on from here today. The next thing, the point that you need to look at is, are you praying accurately according to the Word of God? The Bible says in John 16, he says, in that day, speaking of the day after the resurrection, you shall ask or request of me nothing. Verily, verily, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask, and that word is aiteo, meaning make a legal demand, which you do when you speak his word, you shall make a legal demand of the Father in my name, he will give it you. Hitherto, or up to this time, you have legally demanded nothing in my name. Make your legal demand, and you shall receive. And the word receive is lambano, meaning to take hold of, that your joy may be full. It is important that you learn to pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. Make your legal demand by returning the word. As you speak forth, pray the word. Don't pray the problem. Many people pray the problem, and no wonder things aren't working. God already knows your problem. He's looking for you to pray the Word of God that He is going to respond to. Speak forth what the Word says, and then believe that you take hold of it. That's that word lambano for receive. Believe that you take hold of the promises of God, and do it with thanksgiving. Boy, when you thank God, that shows forth faith. And pray continuously without ceasing. Many times people just pray once and then they don't continue to pray. You need to understand that prayer is a continuous activity. We pray without ceasing, the Bible says. And you can pray without ceasing in faith continually, releasing your faith. As you continually to speak the word, hold fast your confession, and pray in faith, you're going to see that God is going to bring forth that promise in your life. And when you take authority over the enemy, you're going to be doing the same thing. Another thing about the area of prayer is not only praying with our understanding, but learning to pray with our spirit. Why do we need to pray with our spirit? Because we don't know what all to pray for as we ought, but the Holy Spirit knows everything. The Bible says the Holy Spirit, He helps our weaknesses. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, He makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. He searches the hearts, He knows what's the mind of the Spirit, and He will make intercession for the saints according to the will of God. What does it mean to pray with the Spirit? Praying with the Spirit is when you are praying in tongues. There's a lot of controversy in the body of Christ over this, but if we just simply look at the Word of God, we would see the truth. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 15, it says, what is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding. Two ways that we pray. We pray with our understanding. When we understand what we're praying, we're going to be praying in our known language. What is praying with the Spirit? Every one of us are supposed to do it. Paul said, I will pray with the Spirit. It's clearly defined in 1 Corinthians 14:14. If I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth. Praying with your spirit is praying in tongues. And this is an unknown tongue. And it goes on and says, but my understanding is unfruitful. You will not understand what you're saying when you're praying in tongues. Praying in tongues is for today. Every person who has received the Holy Spirit, once they're a believer, has the ability to pray in tongues at will. You can pray in tongues, and when you do that, you are releasing what the Holy Spirit would speak through you. The language you are speaking is coming from the Holy Spirit within, and what you are speaking is directed by the Holy Spirit. The words that you are speaking, you don't know what you're saying, but the Holy Spirit is bringing forth those words out of you, and it is speaking forth according to the will of God. And you're going to pray a perfect prayer. You're going to pray a prayer that is going to bring forth the will of God in your life, because He's going to make intercession for the saints according to the will of God. You've got to learn to pray. Pray accurately. Pray with your spirit. And another thing you need to do is learn to take authority over the enemy. Many times, things are not working in our life because of the hindrances coming from Satan. The Bible says in Colossians 1:13, we've been delivered from the authority of darkness, and we've been translated into the kingdom of His dear Son. That means the rule and the reign of God. You and I are in the position to rule and reign in the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we've got to learn to take dominion over Satan. The Bible says in Matthew 16:19, He's given us the keys of the kingdom, the rule and the reign of the heavens. Whatsoever you bind on earth, that's where we are, shall be bound in the heavens. It's plural in that verse. And whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in the heavens. Heaven is plural, used three times. So He's given us the keys, the means of access into the rule and the reign in the heavenlies. How are we going to do it? We from earth are going to bind Satan, bind all the demonic spirits, bind the principalities, powers, rulers of the darkness and spiritual wickedness, take dominion over them. Bind means to tie them up. You can tie up and restrict by legal authority and stop the works of Satan. And also, you can loose also. Loose means to untie. Where the enemy already has someone bound or a place under dominion, you can untie the hold of that satanic spirit and you can cast it down. You can drive it out of that place where it's been operating. Another thing where we need to take our authority is in Mark chapter 16, verse 17. These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. These signs follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out demons. Every believer on the face of the earth has been told to cast out demons. Every one of us. Why? Because we all need to cast them out. How do we get them? We got them from the inheritance line. First of all, that's the number one negative influence in all of our life. Because the Bible says the iniquities of the fathers are visited upon the children to the third and fourth generation. These are inherited generational curses, and every one of us have them affecting us in some way. Physically, mentally, socially, financially, in some area of your life. And you can break these curses, which are enforced by demonic spirits, and cast out these spirits to eliminate their effect in your life. It goes on and says, they shall speak with new tongues. Those are the new tongues that God has given us, the prayer language of praying with our spirit. So God wants you to take authority in the realm of the spirit, binding the enemy, loosing and untie his hold, casting out the spirits, and speaking with that heavenly prayer language that's going to be released out of you, that is going to bring forth the power of God released out of you. Boy, when you start to pray accurately, when you start to pray with your spirit, when you start to take authority over the enemy and drive out the works of the enemy, you're going to see things change. And remember, the things that you see, what it looks like, is not what's going on in the realm of the spirit. If you win the battle in the realm of the spirit, then the natural change. I find many times things do not change in the natural until we have done what needs to be done in the realm of the spirit. When you have overcome Satan, the enemy, and the spirit, then you're going to see the things happen and change in your life. Start taking hold of these principles, apply them, and watch God move in your life to bring forth the promises of God. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As you have received the word today, be sure to apply it in your life by doing it. I invite you to visit Jesus is Lord Outreach Center for our weekly services Sunday at 10 and 6:30 and Wednesday at 7. The church is located at 23 Morse Road near High Street in North Columbus. For more information, call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.